Speaking of huge, huge names, when it comes to men's gymnastics in this country, right now there is no bigger name than Danelle Leyva, who will be representing the red, white, and blue pretty soon here in London. Danelle, first of all, congratulations on making the team, and how you doing?
Good, good. Thank you very much. It's great to be here, Rick.
Now, a lot of people know your story, and some do not, and that is that you came over from Cuba almost 20 years ago, and I know that your mom and your stepdad were Olympians, or I should say gymnasts in Cuba as well. But, you know, you think about the story, and really, when it comes to America, unless we're Native Americans, we all come from someplace else. It's pretty cool that you are born in Cuba, and now you're going to be wearing USA on your back. You must be pretty proud.
Yeah, it's great. It's like you said, America, I think, I truly believe it's like the melting pot of the world. I think it's really just a culmination of the best of everywhere in the world combined into one. I think that's what the United States is. And, you know, on the actual Olympic team, you have me, I was born in Cuba. John Orozco, whose parents are Puerto Rican. Jonathan Horton, his mom is from Mexico. Jake Dalton, his parents have like a whole lot of mix. And Sam McCulloch and his family is also from somewhere else that's not originally America.
Well, it's going to have a direct Latino feel. There's no doubt about that. And I'll tell you what, Orozco, I mean, I think the rivalry you guys have made yourselves into who you are, because you're both so outstanding. And I think, and there are a lot of people, and we don't want to jinx you, a lot of people thinking that you and Orozco are two of the gold medal favorites now.
Yeah, for sure. That'd be awesome. We definitely have pushed ourselves a great amount, not only now, since we've been competing together since we were like 11 or 12 years old, and we've always pushed ourselves.
By the way, Danelle's here to talk about City's Every Step of the Way program. We'll get to that in just a minute. But the other day, Danelle, I was interviewing Matt Leinart, who's now with the Raiders, and we talked about when he was a kid, he was fat, and he wore these Coke bottle glasses, and people teased him. And I know when you were very little, you were chubby, you were asthmatic. So when you think about that, how you've come through, I mean, when did you sort of make that transformation to world-class athlete?
I don't know, that's a great question. You know what, when I wanted to start gymnastics, my mom actually was opposed to the idea just because physically I wasn't fit for the sport. You know, my arms were too long, my butt was too big, my feet were, you know, too flat, and like you said, I had asthma. And also, I didn't pay attention to, like, anything at all. You know, I'd be talking to you, and then all of a sudden be sort of running around doing something else, like 5 seconds later. And this sport is all about attention and making sure you're, like, fully focused on the sport. But I did have, like, a huge, huge amount of heart and determination and persistence for the sport. So that's what they noticed, and that's why they supported me no matter what.
Speaking with Danelle Leyva, and I think about the girls' gymnastics and those little pixies at the Olympics. They become just darlings and heroes worldwide. And in the United States, you know, you got Mary Lou Retton, and then, of course, Nadia Comaneci for the world before that. There are so many of these stars, and we think about Carrie Strug, and she hurt her ankle. But when it comes to the men, I mean, we know about Bart Connor, but I think men usually, we kind of think, oh, I got to be in a team sport. So when you were growing up, did you have, like, the football coach and the baseball coach say, what the hell are you doing? You got to get over here and start playing these team sports?
No, not really. I mean, when I first saw the videos of gymnastics, I was only, like, 3 years old, and I was super ecstatic, and I wanted to be in that right away, just immediately. And luckily, my parents, both of them were gymnasts in Cuba, like you said, and, you know, they had full support for me, obviously.
Well, you know, Danelle, when it comes to gymnastics, there are things that happen that we just think, I can't do that, because a lot of times we'll watch football or baseball and we think, oh, I could have caught that, I could have thrown that ball. But when I see a guy like you on the rings, hanging upside down with your arms by your side for several seconds. I just think about the blood rushing to your head. How are you able, first of all, the strength is one thing, but how are you able not to go into some kind of shock or passing out when all the blood's going to your head like that?
You know what? I actually don't want to make you feel bad at all, but that position that you just mentioned is actually one of the very, very first things you learn in gymnastics. Like, the little kids, I just wanted to make that a side note.
All right.
But yeah, it's like you said, you know, there is certain things that, in other sports that you like, oh man, that would have been so easy to catch, but in gymnastics, the secret of it is to try and make it as easy looking as possible.
So when you made I know you made a list at your gym, and it said team gold, all-around gold, high bar gold, P-bar gold, and you just check these things off. And now that you're getting on a plane to go to London, I get this. Guess this little to-do list is becoming more of a reality, isn't it? Did we lose him? Oh, there you are.
Say again. I'm sorry. I didn't really hear you.
I said you have that little to-do list about all the things, the team gold, the all-around gold, the high bar gold, the P-bar medal, and now...
Yeah.
Well, let me just ask you one more question here before I lose you. Let's just talk a little bit about cities every step of the way program. What does that entail? How does it help the Olympics?
It's great because what it is, city is helping me with an organization that I used to be a part of. When I was a kid, I used to compete in it. It's called the Future Stars Program, and what it does, it really has the transition from like compulsory, you know, very very young athletes to that turn into the optional athletes, which are, you know, the older ones that are, you know, can eventually go up into elite, and to know that they're helping such a great organization like that and making me the face of it is a huge honor and privilege.
Well, and finally, Danelle, when you think about opening ceremonies in the Olympic Village, hopefully being up there on the medal stand hearing the national anthem, but when you get back home, what about the Wheaties box?
That's actually one of my biggest goals. I would love to be on the Wheaties box. That's when you know you've officially made it in any sport.
All right, absolutely. We've been speaking with Danelle Leyva. Danelle, you sound like a really easygoing guy. You don't take yourself too seriously, and we can't be more proud of you. So bring home the gold, and we'll be rooting for you. Thanks for your time, and we hope to catch up with you again real soon.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, that's Danelle Leyva. Remember the name. Watch him on NBC. Is that where the Olympics are? I don't know.